Yo, I'm Jason from Ingested, and you're watching CMS TV.
Presents, and I, of course, am Chris Aiken, and joining me today to talk all about one of my favorite topics, that being death metal, is a literal legend in the game. You certainly know him from Cannibal Corpse. You certainly know him from Deicide. Most recently, you know him from yet another legendary band, the Great 6 Feet Under. They have a brand new release called Killing for Revenge. It's out on May the 10th, and here to talk all about it is the guitarist, Mr. Jack Owen. Jack, how are you, man?
Good. Hey, metalheads, what's up?
Well, it's great to talk to you, man. And you guys make it easy when you put out really good music. You know, when you put out a really good album, it's easy to do an interview. And Killing for Revenge, one of the better ones in the entire 6 Feet Under catalog, man. Great work.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, let's get into it, man. Tell me about this record. Obviously, it's the second for you, but it comes at a time when, you know, the kind of the whole world has changed. You know, the first one that you did was right smack in the middle of the pandemic where, you know, it more or less everything got lost in that mess. So this is kind of the first one where you can actually come out, promote it, tour it, etc. How is this one different? And tell us about the writing and recording of it.
Man, yeah, we just got Nightmares in before everything went to shit in the pandemic. Like, I literally flew back from Florida doing the guitar in March of 2020, and then it was over. But this one, it was like, I think by the time this is written, we'll be able to tour on it. So we're working on that. But writing, the differences between the last one and this one were just writing tools that I had. I didn't have a drum program back then. Now I have Easy Drummer, so I can literally take my riffs, make a song, make the drums, demo it. I can even do scratch vocals if I have lyrics. So okay, it's kind of a continuation of songs like Amputator and Zodiac off of Nightmares.
Right.
And then pile on some more speed for fun.
Right. Certainly. Now, Jack, with this one, with Killing for Revenge, certainly, you know, you've worked with Chris Barnes a ton in the past. So you know what he brings to the table, and you certainly knew when you joined 6 Feet Under what it was. But how was it different when you first came into 6 Feet Under from when you'd worked with them previously? And how is it different now that you've settled in more or less?
It's about the same. It's like if you haven't seen your brother in a long time and then you move in with him. It's like he's mellow, I'm mellow, we get along, we trust each other, we bounce ideas off of each other, and we don't care what the other one thinks about saying something about your creative output.
Right.
And I think it's been the same since I got in the band.
Okay. I know the big change that is being reported anyway is the whole Chris kind of quitting smoking pot or smoking less pot or something like that to help his voice. Has that made any change other than helping his voice?
I'm not sure if it helped. It sounds great on the album, though, maybe. But when I was writing lyrics, I would do a scratch vocal, and I don't do any of the high screams that he does because I can't.
Right.
And he was like, how do you want me to approach the style of the vocals on the material? And I said, dude, everything low and guttural. And he's like, okay, cool.
Right.
He can do it.
Nice. Well, Jack, as you mentioned, you do write a lot of the material in pretty much any band that you've been in. It's always been what it is, which is, you know, kind of murder music, for lack of a better category of it. But the world itself has gotten so much darker from when, you know, when Cannibal Corpse started. You guys were so shocking because it was so kind of against what the rest of the world, like the real world, was. But the real world is coming closer and closer to matching what you guys write about. You know, does that make it harder to write because, you know, there's no shock factor anymore? Or do you just not even think about it and just keep driving through it?
We don't think about it because the ideas are always there, and if you have a phrase from the local or the cable network that sounds like Cannibal Corpse albums from back in the day, there's like two or three networks like that. That's all we show now.
Right.
talk about turning dark. But yeah, the ideas and concepts for violent fiction are always there, and I have a formula or a method to never run out of riffs. And I have a drum program. So I have albums and albums of material now.
Right on. So where do you get the inspiration for the lyrics? Are you a horror guy? Do you watch a lot of horror, or do you watch the news and write stuff down from the news? I mean, where does it come from?
Yeah, mostly like news and true crime, and some I'll dream about it. Like Accomplice to Evil Deeds on the new album is a dream that I had. It was actually me and Corpse Grinder, and he was in a shed in the woods killing people, and I was his accomplice. And I woke up and I was like, oh yeah, that's a song.
That's funny, man. Well, let's dig into the record a little bit, man. Let's start. I always try to start with what is my favorite track on the record. For me, it's When the Moon Goes Down in Blood.
Great. Oh, cool, yeah.
Just a great song. The riffs are really, really cool with it. Talk a little bit about this song, man.
Yeah, musically, Chris was asking if we could do something like you might hear on Butchered at Birth. And I grabbed the record and put it on, and Living Dissection came on. And I was like, okay, I just need the beat from that song, and I'll make that in my drum program and then start writing. And then back then, we did a lot of diminished runs on guitar, so it just fell into place, really, and wrote it in about, I don't know, an hour.
Oh wow, quick.
Sent it off to him, and he's like, oh yeah, I got this. And I didn't hear from him for a couple of days. And I got the title, that's all done. And I'm almost like the best song on the album. It's hard to pick one, of course, but
sure,
yeah, killer.
Well, and you know, especially, and I did want to talk a little bit about the sound too. Like I was not the biggest, I'll tell you honestly, I was not the biggest fan of Nightmares, primarily because of the sound. I just thought it felt a little distant, I guess, or thin or something. But this one here, man, big, fat, exactly what I expect from 6 Feet Under sound. It really does sound huge. Did you guys make a change, or how did you capture such a big sound?
Yeah, it's definitely a difference in production from the last album. I think it's just a different crew. We just recorded it all over the country and then mixed it remotely with Chaz at Badlands in Colorado. And he would just Dropbox us stuff and we would approve it or give them our suggestions, and that's the difference, I guess.
Right. No, it absolutely did. Another great tune that's on the record is Neanderthal, which you got Jason Sukoff to come in and guest on. How does he come into it? And I got to admit, with you guys already having two guitar players, a little surprising to see a guest guitar player, but you know, that's cool too, because he's great as well. So talk a little bit about this song.
Yeah. I think I was right in the middle. I'd written a bunch of fast stuff and I took a break and wrote a couple caveman style songs. And once I got done with that, I was like, yeah, it sounds like a caveman. So that, those lyrics wrote themselves, and then the other one was Hostility Against Mankind, and I couldn't write another song about cavemen, so it became about killing everyone on the planet.
Nice.
It was just a break, and Jason has a killer studio, and he's a great friend from decades on now, so it's a convenience factor. It's like I can fly from Rockford straight to Sanford, where the studio is, in like one shot, so... that, and he's cool, and the studio is awesome, and yeah, I had a lead on the demo of Neanderthal, and he heard it, and he was like, okay, you want to do that? And I was like, I'm not doing it, you're doing it. So he kind of aped like the beginning where all I did was use a whammy bar, and then he started shredding, and it turned out killer.
Right, absolutely, man. Well, dude, one other thing, because I didn't get to talk to you on the last record as well, how has it worked out for you working with Ray? Because, you know, it's never easy for a guitar player to come into someone else's situation, more or less. You know, you always have to kind of grow together, especially when there's two guitar players. You got to kind of grow together and know who's going to lead where and, you know, learn the nuances of each other. I'm assuming it went well because obviously you're doing great work, but how has that been learning Ray's playing and working with him?
Right. It's almost like 10% playing and 90% personality.
Right.
Like the weird things you do on stage, stopping in a certain spot or whatever. But Ray is like our Kevin Tyrion. Kevin is in Deicide, and when I worked with him, I just found that he was like the most genuine guy who would do anything for you, and Ray is our Kevin.
Okay.
So that makes it easy. It's like, of course he's a talented guitar player, and he plays most of the leads on the album. I only played a couple, because he's a teacher. He can play anything.
Right.
More or less like me and Chris, I trust him to do the right thing, and he always does. And he can play anything that I could write. So,
right. Are you comfortable being more of a rhythm guy? I mean, I know you can play leads as well, but you tend not to these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm comfortable writing and playing a melodic thing here and there. I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing. Everything. I played leads on the demos, but they sound like Robin Trower. They're all bluesy and cool, but I don't think it would go over.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of that style, though, you guys do have a 70s cover with Hair of the Dog, and obviously 6 Feet Under are certainly no strangers to covers, with multiple full covers records out there that are always fun. Hair of the Dog, yep, from Nazareth on this one. Again, I always marvel at this with 6 Feet Under, and you probably do too, because a lot of this was before you joined the band, but it's always fun to hear. It's almost close to the exact, you know, the original music version, except for Barnes's, you know, coming in on it. It's like, it's just so wild to hear. And this is another one that's just like that.
I know, we could have aped it up a little bit, and we didn't really have too much time. When Chris said he wanted to do it, I did it in drums, and then I did the guitars and rolled everything off, and it sounded just like the original. And Chris was like, cool. But then a couple of weeks later, he was like, maybe we could do like a blast version of it. But yeah, it's like you said, it's the original with Chris singing on it. It's like karaoke.
Yeah, and it's totally fun, man. Well, let me bring up one more, that another one that I'm really digging a lot, and it's definitely the change up on the album, Hostility Against Mankind. I love that slower, more evil guitar sound. I honestly think that the guitar itself is more of the lead than Barnes is on that one, just because it's so, I'm going to say creepy for lack of a better word, but it's just a cool, creepy vibe that you guys created with the guitars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other caveman song when I took a break. I think I wrote like 3 or 4 songs and I was in like a Black Sabbath kind of mode. But yeah, I love Sabbath and I love stoner rock, like Caius and all that. So, but obviously it's going to turn out a little heavier than Fu Manchu.
Yeah. I was going to say, what a weird set. And it's always this way, but what a weird set of influences for you. You know, you're one of the icons of death metal. And yeah. And yet all the stuff that you, I'd imagine you probably don't listen to 10 death metal albums a year when you're not being in 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, I guess maybe. And there's some that I never put away, like old Dark Angel and Creator and Pestilence. And last year it was like Sadist, Autopsy, best albums.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the guy who will be listening to a George Jones record from 1958 and then on comes Cryptopsy or something.
Nice. So your Spotify playlist is as silly as mine, it sounds like.
Yeah, my Microsoft Zune doesn't know what to think.
Your Zune.
When I shuffle it.
You're not really still using a Zune, are you?
Yep.
Are you really?
Yeah, I've got 3 of them because I don't have an iMac and I don't want to use anything Apple. So I just kept using them and finding them on eBay.
God, how do you even keep it running? Does it like still update or...
Well, you can update the software, I think, through Microsoft, but okay. I do like the interface better because you can't find album info through it anymore, but you can just put in your own shit.
Right. Dude, it's just surprising. I mean, I had a Zune when that was popular, but that was, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah. They're all over eBay. They're like $700 on eBay now.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. People are diehard.
Yep. Well, Jack, let's turn to touring, man. That's obviously going to be the bread and butter of 6 Feet Under these days. What are the tour plans?
Nothing confirmed yet. We're throwing a couple things around, and the booking agent is throwing a couple things around. But I think when it gets confirmed, there should be a promo blast on that.
Okay. All right. No festival confirmations or anything yet?
No, nothing yet. I figured something would pop up, but... Maybe when everybody hears the whole album, they'll be like, we gotta have you over here.
Dude, is it harder now to tour just because there's less places to go? And certainly it costs 9,000 times more than it used to get out there and go. I mean, is it tougher to get out there and tour?
I guess so, because we haven't toured since 2019, at the end of 2019. And COVID, and then when it came back, yeah, it was expensive. Mm-hmm. I only heard the rumors. We never even tried.
Yeah, well, from everything I've heard, the buses are, you know, 10 grand a week or something now, and it's like, wow, that's just insanity. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man, let's wrap this one up. We're gonna wrap up with one I know you wrote. We're gonna play the single to end the interview with Know Nothing Ingrate. Tell me about this song to kind of put an end on this one.
Yeah, I wrote the music first. It's kind of like Creator, Dark Angel, driving rhythms, nothing blasty or thrashy. And lyrically, I just was kind of reading reviews of the last album, and I was like, I mean, it's not that bad. It's like trolls like to pile on, so I'm going to pile on them with this song.
Fair enough. Well, let's check it out right now. This is Know Nothing Ingrate. It is 6 Feet Under, new album, Killing for Revenge, out on May 10th. And Jack, thanks so much for joining me here on Chris Aiken Presents.
Right on. Thank you. Play it loud.
Most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Akin Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories, and more, then Chris Akin, Eric Ferrantinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAkin.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Akin Presents.